Ride on a horse together, naked.
Hi, ja, 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 ja.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. This is Andre the Giant here with my buddy Reggie Philamese. He's French.
Hey, everybody. This is Reggie.
We were just at a monster truck rally here in Texas, and it was huge.
It was the biggest monster truck rally I've ever seen.
Yeah. our friend Worf, our good pal Worf, got shit-faced.
Yeah, he sure did.
Shit-faced. Reggie offered him some Bigfoot pizza. He denied it. Almost got into a fight with Reggie.
I would have stabbed him. I ripped his throat out with my hands.
I broke it up. We'll be sending you more pictures. I hope you got the other one that we just sent, but the big cat. That's a giant Polaroid. I hope you like it. So peace.
Peace and dope cheese.
Squirrels. I just like to say squirrels because I kind of like squirrels.
You're a big bitch.
To eat. I eat squirrels. Dope cheese.
Wow. We still haven't gotten that photo. I guess it takes a really long time. They probably have to break it up into segments and mail it to us.
Think how many stamps they need.
Yeah.
Big stamps.
Huge. Huge.
Saturday. Real show today.
Yeah.
This show's a real show. Yeah. Next show's a real show.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Friday show next week.
Oh, why?
No, 2 weeks from now.
Why?
A little something called Moonbase Blooding.
Cool. Maybe I'll put a little echo on that.
Alright, that'd be cool if you did that.
Maybe I won't. And it'll just sound like a fool.
You know, I pity the fool.
Yeah?
Speaking of Mr. T.
Yeah?
Did you, do you think this YouTube debate is a good idea or a bad idea?
Oh, is this the candidates?
It's where, no, they make people make video questions
right,
to the candidates.
Right,
yeah, I think that's a good idea or a bad idea.
Well, I mean, I was actually listening to NPR, National Public Radio, and they were talking about this. And it's kind of like a cheat sheet for the candidates, because, like, the videos are already posted on YouTube. So they just have to watch all the videos, and then they'll get ready for all the right. question.
But in a real debate, they get the questions ahead of time, too, mm-hmm. So it's no different.
That's true. Well, I'm just saying, it is no different. Like, if it was random live feeds of people...
I don't think that would work.
I would love that.
I think...
So much.
I think you'd have a lot of racial comments.
Yeah.
A lot of N-bombs mm-hmm. being dropped.
Squirrels. yeah. Probably. But maybe that would make it more entertaining and I'd watch.
I'm just saying, if you're going to make it a YouTube debate, right. Show some of my favorite videos in there.
Yeah.
Like Lady Punch.
Ooh, we got to put that Lady Punch up there.
It is a really good video.
Terry had THC in her system.
Boom. Don't say that to anyone. Let me tell you.
You will get punched in the face.
It's the most dangerous thing to say to someone.
Yeah, we will post that video up on the Blogspot. We don't know what it's from.
I want to know. It's awesome.
Starts off with a little old lady.
And she's going, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, talking to the camera. I have no idea what she's saying. And then there's a daughter and a mother, I'm guessing. And then another lady.
Whack in the face.
Yeah.
Two things amazing about this video.
Okay.
Number one. The sound.
Yeah.
And, like... crunching in of this lady's face
yeah.
is amazing.
Yeah.
If you yeah. watch it slow enough, you can see her whole face like go in and yeah. then pop back out.
Yeah.
I think that's what the sound is too.
Oh god.
Because it almost sounds like boop.
It does.
It has
yeah.
like a little like suction sound to it.
Yeah. This is an old video too.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
And number two, yeah. the fact that all you have to say to someone is that Terry had
THC
in her system.
Yeah.
And then there's
that's the what she's really saying. I don't know.
Do you think there's any other sentence in the in English, that would make someone just wail on you like that and then walk away?
Well, I think if you're insulting someone...
besides, like, a direct, like, hey, you're a big shithead.
Oh.
Hey, big shithead, you are yeah. a shit face. Oh! My nose.
Don't say that to me. I punch people in the face when they say that.
All right, besides that one.
Just
got busted in the grills. Bear grills.
I would say, so no insults, right? It's just a common sentence.
Right.
Stop wearing winter hats. You'd probably punch someone
I just,
in the face.
I just twitched a little bit.
How about you?
About me? Probably anything. And then over easy.
Oh, okay.
So you better watch out making breakfast in front of me.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this next voicemail.
Oh, you wanna play this one right away?
Check it out.
Ben, Joe, it's He-Man. I'm at Castle Grayskull. Please call me back. Please!
Ben, Joe, this is Skeletor. He-Man's a metrosexual fool. He forgot to say, nope, jeez.
Wow.
I took my Razor Ramon to the mall the other day.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I was in a show. Was it Tuesday, Naomi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Naomi's here. My girlfriend's here.
You shouldn't have explained that. You should have just said Tuesday, Naomi.
Yeah, I was in a show.
Going crazy.
Testy Fiesta. It was awesome.
I heard about this show. I was pissed I couldn't be there because I had to be at...
Is that Moe Pickens?
What the hell does that mean?
It's a bar.
Was there a lot of Moe Pickens there?
Yeah, there were.
So, did you get a big big pop?
Well, actually, I opened the show up.
Opening act?
Well, not... Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the hosts came on first, and they said, is this guy named Ben, and he's from Heather and Ben Show, and,
What?
It's a show I do. And I showed an animation, and, it was cool. But it was awesome guys there.
I heard him.
Really awesome guy. He was part of a duo. The whole thing, the whole concept was duos, right? It's like people like duos. Like, you know, like dynamic duos.
Like a buddy movie?
Yeah, exactly. This guy, he was by himself though. And he showed this video of... He introed it as... Did you know this? This is a fact. Eric Stoltz. Do you know him? Played Mask.
No, I don't know.
Redhead. Do you remember Pulp Fiction? Remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember it.
You know the heroin dealer?
Yeah.
That's Eric Stoltz.
Wow, he's fucked up.
Okay. He was supposed to play Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Mm.
This is because Michael J. Fox was doing Family Ties at the time when they started. And Robert Zemeckis and Steven Spielberg started the blockbuster known as Back to the Future.
Part 1.
Love that movie. And, so they got Eric Stoltz to play Marty McFly, and they filmed a lot of the movie with him. And they figured it wasn't working out, because he was taking the role too seriously. And so they got...
He got shit-canned, huh?
Yes, he got kicked out. And by that time, Michael J. Fox was done with Family Ties, so they put him in the movie, and history was made. That's how he intros it. Well, actually, he introed it a little differently, but that's a fact. I actually researched that. And
what?
That's really true.
Mm, I didn't know that. That was part of the joke.
So what he did was, he says, we have the trailer that goes along with Back to the Future. This is with Eric Stoltz. And it was the funniest thing. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Really?
It was just hysterical. It was a guy with a red... head wig on, and guy playing Doc did not look like Doc at all.
Sounds like
movies. It was awesome. It was so good. So Eric Stoltz, in the trailer, is just being a jackass, reading other people's lines at the same time, looking directly into the camera, farting.
Ew.
Pointing at the camera, doing little snap fingers, has glasses on. It was just genius. It was awesome. And I tried finding it online, and I can't. I did find the guy's MySpace page. Doesn't have a thing. He does have something else on. It's pretty funny. It's like the jerk or something like that. I don't know. It was cool.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah. Well, you can't. It's not online.
I'm gonna check that out.
Okay. So yeah.
Cool.
It was cool.
Good. Good promo for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give out buttons?
I gave out one button.
Wow, it's really worth the trip then. Okay.
And
good one.
Yeah. Speaking of buttons and T-shirts. We got a Gmail.
What?
Yeah.
It's a Gmail.
We got a Gmail from the J-Man.
Are you trying to tell me that someone... They didn't call us at 718-304-7856. They emailed us.
No, they Gmailed us.
For God?
Yeah, G isn't God.
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com?
Correct.
What did they say?
You want to read it?
That's long. You read it.
Alright. Let me give you a little backstory on this. I do a show.
You do a show?
Yeah, it's called the Heather and Ben Show. And we had this one show where we didn't sleep for about like 2 days.
I
and
love,
we recorded that.
I love that show. I've never heard of.
Okay.
That part.
Yeah. And it was all improv stuff, and my mom actually bought cupcakes from Price Club, or Costco, or whatever it's called now.
I go to BJ's, thank you very much.
Alright, you would, because you're gay. So you like giving BJ's to
guys
at a store named BJ. Okay, anyway, my mom had these awesome cupcakes, and then we were almost done with the show. We were still recording, but we brought down these cupcakes and we were eating them, and I just, for some reason, Heather took, you know that Ghostbusters figure I have, the guy with the safari hat on?
Let me tell you something about that.
Yeah?
In another show, go ahead.
Okay. She pushed him up to the camera lens and just started making him dance. I grabbed a cupcake in my mouth and just started singing about cupcakes and going on a safari, because the guy was dressed in safari gear, for cupcakes. I'm on a safari for cupcakes. Okay?
Okay.
That's the backstory. Here's okay. The email.
Here's the email.
Oh, wait. Before I get to the Gmail, we gave J-Man a I'm on a safari for cupcakes t-shirt. It said, I'm on a safari, or it said, safari for, and then there was a picture of a cupcake.
That sounds like a great shirt.
Okay. Ben, Joe, I haven't written to you guys in like a dillion years.
That's the last number. It's a long time.
Yeah. Actually, Z-dillion.
That's true.
Is the last number.
All right, you get technical there.
Yeah.
Science guy.
I've got a pretty funny story for you guys that includes a shirt that I bought from the show. He means the Heather and Ben show, not the show.
I know what that means.
The shirt in question is I'm on a picture of a cupcake safari. That's what it was, okay?
It should do the safari logo from the Mac browser there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The shirt always seemed innocent enough for me, since I've never been one of those people who wear dumb messages on their shirts. Do you wear dumb messages on your shirt?
Let's see, what's the dumbest message I have? Probably fuck Jar Jar.
Yeah.
The dumbest message I have.
Well, I was wearing the shirt one fateful day, and I was approached by a mother saying that my shirt had a crude message on it, and I should be a responsible adult and not wear it in public.
Oh my god.
Hmm?
What is she talking about?
My first thought is, this woman is crazy. She is a dumb cunt. No, I didn't write that.
Oh man.
That must be it. She's a nut job. So I blew her off and continued walking. Apparently, she got the manager of the store to agree with her that my shirt was inappropriate, so he came and asked me if I could expedite my shopping.
Okay.
That my shirt was offensive. So suddenly, I feel like maybe I'm the crazy one until the store manager explains it to me.
Okay, before we get to explanation.
Yes.
Does he have Tourette's? Was he just going on fucking shit?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
It was the shirt. Apparently, everyone else misread the shirt like so. I'm on a picture of a muffin / muff safari.
That...
So everyone thought I was wearing a crude shirt. It was dumb. She was dumb. And society is dumb for thinking that a 22-year-old guy thinks of anything other than cupcakes. Smiley face. Anyway, guys, thought I'd share that fun event. Your cupcake-adoring fan, J-Man. Ooh, that rhymes.
Awesome. I think that's the coolest story I've heard from outside.
Cool?
In, like, the universe that is the media that you do, this is right. The coolest story I've heard from outside of it.
Yeah? Isn't that weird?
That's pretty weird.
That people would actually think he's wearing
for a woman to think that. She's a pretty sick woman.
Dirty.
Dirty girl. Dirty. That's what she is.
Yeah. So you could Gmail us?
So why was your mom telling him to not wear that? Oh!
That's another thing that will get you punched or slapped.
Sorry, you can Gmail us.
You can Gmail us at iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. You can call us on the telephone.
How?
718-304-7856.
Just like Mr. Wizard.
Did he call? We have those backlogs.
We've got the backlogs. So let's play the next one. It's a good one.
It is?
Mm.
Mr. Wizard here again. Just listen to Noodles in My Soup. No, there isn't. Great show, guys. I've also been to Vegas to see Tony Panza. Huge fan. We're friends. We trade secrets because he's the master of being Tony Danza, and I'm the master of everything science. So just kind of like trade those secrets around. I can't talk too long today because I'm actually doing, I'm executive producing a new Wizard of Oz movie. It's with Nicole Richie. She's going to play the Scarecrow. I think Batman's going to be in it. Yeah, I think it's going to be like a crossover, like the Jetsons meet the Flintstones. It's going to be like Batman meets Wizard of Oz. It's going to be kind of sweet. In fact, you could say it's going to be dope cheese. Wizard out!
The Wizard. Mr. Wizard.
He does a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
Executive producing this new Wizard of Oz movie.
He's, you know, he gets his little mitts and everything.
He's the master of everything science.
He is.
What he says. Master. What are you the master of? Not winning anything at WendysFrostyFloats.com. Who wins? Joe wins. Check it out, it says Joe North Baldwin. We have to change that to Joe Limbroni Jabroni.
Wow. Your fiance commented on her Facebook.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
About time. Let's see what she wrote.
This is in reference to me calling both of our girlfriends silly cunts.
Does she know about that, Naomi?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
She commented actually on our MySpace.
Death look. Says, "Ha! Good thing I'm not a girlfriend anymore."
Oh.
She's playing the fiance card here.
Yeah.
Title is fiance, but I. Can't read. But I thought it was touching that you mentioned us, honestly. I mean, who else could call you that? Who else could you call that? And it could possibly take a term of endearment. Cunt. She likes being called a silly cunt.
Yeah. Erica.
What about you, silly cunt? You like that?
He's the only person that did not get something thrown at him for doing that to me.
Wow.
Let's go.
That means something's about to be thrown at me.
Do you remember your comment? We forgot to read your comment on the MySpace.
It was on your blog.
Oh, it's on the. Let's go check that out. Let's take a little break. Let's play a little song. Okay.
Okay.
It's a little jam I just made up.
Cool. You can put the guitar down now.
Okay.
And whatever instruments are being.
Ding dong dong. I just put it down and made that weird noise. Yeah, so Naomi did comment on our blogspot.
Did she now?
What
did
she say?
What endearing thing did she say?
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
Let me just talk over that. Okay. So nobody gets it ever.
She commented saying, "Silly cunts, huh, Ben? So I listened to your show, you.
Webtoad?
I so listened to your show, you webtoad onion eyed death maggot. Love you. Heart, heart, heart.
Excelsior!"
Or, "Less than three, less than three, less than three."
That's what he's saying about you. You're less than three.
Yeah.
Years old. Alright.
So, yeah. Anything else we gotta talk about on today's show?
Probably a million things, but,
Joe got a new TV.
I got a new TV. I named it Mr. Echo. It's awesome. HD bitches.
Wow.
Get some HD bitches.
And you got your Penguin games playing on there?
I played some Penguin games. Let me tell you, if anyone has a Penguin game out there, watch out. Watch out for an HD.
I don't think people know what Penguin games are.
Power games!
They're those things that have like a million games in one that you buy at the mall.
Alright, if you go to the mall and there's a kiosk, and it's usually called like Super Fun Time,
Retro
or
Gaming,
or Happy Fun Toy Mart, or Retro Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a person from, like, Uzbekistan there,
mm-hmm.
who pretends they're a big fan of old-school games.
They love old-school games.
I remember the first time I saw this,
mm-hmm.
this guy goes, "Hey, hey, you like old-school games?" I was like, "Hey, you like English?" And he goes, "Look at this!" And he starts playing Mario. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's cool." And he goes, "Eh, you try it, it's old-school games." Like, he knew that one phrase, so he kept saying that. Then he puts on Duck Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I guess because, you know, he's been drilled that this is old school.
Right.
Remember this? Remember the gun? Look at it. I'm shooting the gun. I was like, "Dude, chill out. Like, no Duck Hunt."
Yeah. So,
I got one.
Me and Erica bought it for Joe's birthday a while ago.
Last year, I think it was.
Last year?
24th birthday.
Really?
That was a great present.
So, yeah, you hooked it up to the big screen?
I did.
That's awesome.
And I guess we should say why we call it Penguin Game.
Right, because it's a penguin.
It's shaped like a penguin, because that makes the most sense.
Yeah. When you think old school games, you think penguin.
Yeah, you'd be retarded not to.
Actually, no, this is what you think. You think old school games, you think Morgan Freeman, and you think March of the Penguins, Penguin Games.
That was a suggestion by Andrea to be the first movie we watch on the TV.
March of the Penguins? I can't watch that anymore.
Sad?
No, I've seen that movie like 5 times already.
That's a lot of times.
Me too. I am sick of that movie.
You know they're making one about seals?
March of the Seals?
It's called Clubbin. Straight Clubbin. Am I a heartless bastard?
Yeah.
Because I'm not an animal lover.
I'm not an animal lover.
Thank you.
And I'll fucking die.
Thank
what?
You.
Cats are great.
Cats are cool, but I saw the funniest fucking thing in the paper. See, I think it's the funniest thing. Because I have this really sick sense of humor.
Okay.
Where other people's like, "Oh, that's so terrible." No, it's not the Michael Vick thing. I don't think torturing animals is right. But,
killing them.
It's got a picture of this dog, right? It's in the, like, dog pose. Like, that really dramatic, like, "Hey, I'm a dog."
Yeah.
And he's got, like, the owner behind him scratching his head. And it says, 9/11 dog dies of cancer 5 years later. And I fucking started laughing at the breakfast table. Like, that's so funny. Yeah, so I guess I'm a heartless.
What is a 9/11 dog?
I guess it was, like, a rescue dog that, like, helped sniff through the ashes. I don't know.
That's retarded.
Are they gonna put his name on the wall?
Maybe.
God damn it.
Mr. Sniggles. Hero.
It's because we don't have universal health care, that's why he died.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Did you see Sicko?
No, I have to see it.
Oh, it's really good.
Good movie.
I have to see it because, it's true. This place sucks.
It's very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. I have it for you. I downloaded it for free.
Don't tell Michael Moore.
No, actually, Michael Moore is
big fan
happy.
Of Pirates?
No, he's just happy people are watching his movie.
That's true.
He doesn't really care. He just wants to get his message out and make a lot of money.
Good message to get out there. Make a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's cool. Most of his movies get pirated, like, right away.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was interviewed, and they asked him about his movie being on the internet already, and he says that he thinks it's the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, sure.
That put it on the internet. It's like, maybe
paranoid.
Not.
A little paranoid. Where's my burrito?
Yeah.
He does that all the time.
Cool. Simpson movie. I think I'm seeing it tonight.
Nice.
I'm going to have a bootleg from the bootleg man that drives by my house now by next week. So if you don't go to the theater and see it, you do want to watch it on bootleg, you're welcome to watch it.
No, I definitely have to see it in the theater.
Cool.
Speaking of The Simpsons, October 7th, The Simpsons show. My professor is going to be on it.
Awesome.
Gary Panner will be on there.
Is he a voice?
No, he's just in the background. But a lot of, like, underground comic guys are going to be on the show.
I can already picture what his Simpson thing would look like. Mm-hmm. Does he have one already?
He does, because he designed a shoe.
Yes.
For,
that's why I know what it looks like. Never mind. I can't foresee the future.
For the movie. You can check his stuff out at GaryPanner.com.
Nice plug.
He's a cool guy. My hero. Saying it.
My hero is Superman. Because he can fly.
Gary can fly, I think. Okay.
Alright.
That was a good show.
That was a good show, everybody.
High five. Down low. Oh, no! Too slow. Did you hear that? Yeah, because you heard nothing. Because you missed my hand. Fruitcake?
Bitch.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
God. Oh, we gotta play Eat. Let's play that.
Let's play that. Alright, dope cheese.
I'll slap you, bitch!